7.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The reason I said that I would be dead on Obamacare is because my cancer was detected in March of 2006. And from March of 2006 all the way to the end of 2006, for that number of months, I was able to get the necessary CAT scan tests, go to the necessary doctors, get a second opinion, get chemotherapy, get surgery, recuperate from surgery, get more chemotherapy in a span of 9 months. If we had been on the Obamacare and a bureaucrat was trying to tell me when I could get that CAT scan, that would have delayed my treatment. My surgeons and doctors have told me that because I was able to get the treatment as fast as I could based upon my timetable and not the government's timetable, that's what saved my life, because I only had a 30% chance of survival. And now I'm here 5 years cancer-free because I could do it on my timetable and not on a bureaucrat's timetable. This is one of the reasons I believe a lot of people are objecting to Obamacare, because we need to get bureaucrats out of the business of trying to micromanage health care in this nation.
Hey, Sir Herman Cain won the straw poll this weekend in Florida. You've heard that by now, probably. Took a pretty good shot at the Obama health care reform plan, and that's how we get started in this hour, another hour of review. The talk radio world is in the focus. This is the only program of its type on the radio. The focus, not to overuse the word, is on what you're hearing on some of the more popular talk radio programs with independent hosts. Independent, that is, local hosts who are drawing on your input, whether it be a local point of view or a national point of view. You'll hear it discussed here as we, over the course of the week, take into consideration about 10 different items, and the weekend review focuses on the top 10. We usually get to maybe two or three a day. It depends on really what the energy is behind the subject matter, and this, the primary race, certainly heating up. The Herman Cain win in Florida has caught a lot of people by surprise. Apparently, he was thinking of getting out before the Florida event. Would you encourage him to do that or to stay in? You a Herman Cain supporter? I think he's pretty sharp. 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Alan Laudell from our affiliate WDEL, speaking with a reporter named Scott Powers about what this win means for Rick Perry.
Herman Cain's sizable victory in the Florida Republican presidential straw poll has national political analysts suggesting that this was a repudiation of Rick Perry after the Florida debate. Scott Powers, political reporter for the Orlando Sentinel and other Tribune papers, joining us live from Orlando. And Scott, did you see the Cain wave coming?
You could see it building, actually, throughout the weekend. And it was remarkable how many people that were wandering around the convention center here seemed really, really energized by Herman Cain. And in fact, at one point on Saturday morning, I bumped into a reporter from one of the TV stations who had been doing his own little head count, and he was predicting at that point that Cain was going to win. I thought he was full of it at the time, but he proved better at his prognostications than I did.
Well, there you go. Sometimes you call them right, sometimes you call them wrong. What about the notion? Was it just organizing ability on the ground? Was it just a charismatic Cain delivering a great speech, and or Perry and his performance at the debate saying things that people didn't want to hear, as with immigration?
I think all three of those were factors. There were also some fairly credible reports that the Perry people, when they realized how many delegates were leaving their camp, was basically begging them to saying, look, if you're not going to vote for Rick, vote for Herman Cain instead. Send your protest that way. I don't know how many votes that may have wound up winning Cain. I can tell you that the delegates that I spoke with personally seemed very enthusiastic about Herman Cain. He didn't sound like a second choice at all.
Well, that's interesting. So the Perry people conclude that the wave is turning against their guy, and they settle on Cain to get the votes. But that implies that the votes would have gone to somebody else other than Cain or Perry.
Romney particularly. They were worried about losing to Romney, and they beat Romney by a few dozen votes, I think, in the end, to grab second place. But it was a distant second.
But my point is, was there any other true blue conservative, or I should say red, around whom some of these voters might have coalesced had they not maybe gotten a little prod in Cain's direction?
Well, certainly Newt Gingrich was hoping to gain some from that, but didn't. Ron Paul was, in his campaign, were very, very visible throughout the weekend, but Ron Paul is a special taste. I mean, if you don't have an appetite for everything that Ron Paul's got, you don't want to go there, I think. And so in the end, Cain offered what sounded like more generic conservative brand, and I think that won it for him.
A generic conservative brand. That's an interesting way of putting it. A pretty colorful discussion there with a host on our affiliate, WDEL, Alan Laudell. The reporter works for a number of different Tribune papers, including the one in Orlando, Florida Weekend Straw Poll. Rick Perry had some bad omens, it would appear, bad debate reviews, and basically a defeat. How else would you look at the Florida straw poll? He was defeated. He's facing the most trying days of his candidacy, say some, but he has one thing going for him. He still is out front by just a hair, as it were. What is the old Get Smart line? I missed it by just that much. At any rate, 800-510-8255. As we continue the political focus on the Republicans, but the president came out swinging this past weekend. He certainly has sounded like he's back in the race or the hunt for the job that he promised to get out of. Remember Mitt Romney saying something last week about the president suggesting during the campaign trail of 2008, if I'm not able to fix the job problem, economic problem in 3 years, I'll be a one-term president. How many people think he ought to get out of the way and have somebody else run? There are those people talking about that. 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We listen to Chris Matthews politically analyze the Florida straw poll from the left in a moment here on the Countdown.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears. With top brands and our price match guarantee, if you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
Come into Sears to get an LG 47-inch 3D HD TV, a 3D Blu-ray player, plus four pairs of 3D glasses, all for just $999.99. Perfect for everyday use with the added excitement of 3D.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store for price match policy and offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 10-1.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
800-510-8255, our focus on Mr. Kane winning the Florida straw poll. On Hardball, Chris Matthews talked to political analyst Martin Steele and Howard Fineman about this straw poll.
Gentlemen, let's take a look at, in a surprising victory, Herman Cain walked away with the win at the Florida straw vote this weekend. That was a poll down there. There's 3,500 people, delegates. He had 37% of the Perry's 15, Romney's 14, small potatoes for the so-called front runners. The way this is being judged by everybody, Michael Steele, is that the Republican activists who show up at these things are not thrilled with either Romney, who has never thrilled them, or Perry, who seems to be faltering as a performer.
Well, I think that's part of it. There is truth to that. The other part of it, and I talked to a number of people who were there, they really responded to the candidate, in this case it was Cain, who spent time with them, who actually stuck around and participated in the events that weekend. That went a long way, surprisingly enough, and that's how these straw poll events tend to be. It's up close, retail, personal politics. Florida's no different from Iowa in that respect. So I think you had a combination of forces coming together here where they wanted the respect, but they also want to send a message that we may not be done yet.
Well, the trouble with that analysis that I've heard, that's legitimate, of course, but Howard, the other analysis would have to be, for years now, that's been a pretty good leading indicator of who they pick as their nominee. This isn't just who do you like today. It's who do you think will be the nominee, who should be the nominee. So it's a serious decision. Now, maybe Herb Cain, or, you know, Herman Cain deserves to be considered as one of the front runners now, but I don't think yet. He might end up there. Mm-hmm. But the question now is, what are they up to? What are the activists looking for? They seem like, my hunch is, Mitt Romney could turn in 10 sterling debate performances in a row, and they still wouldn't love the guy. On the other hand, if Perry makes a comeback and has a good night, they'll be back in his embrace again.
I think that's right. I think, first of all, from what I know, the people I talked to who were there, Herman Cain got the vote he did partly because he criticized both Romney and Perry for going at each other over what was in their books and all this sort of non-ideological gamesmanship where the people in that audience wanted a red meat conservative. Instead, they got two guys dueling with each other.
They wanted applause lines.
Over nothing. Right. So a top Republican strategist I talked to, who's independent but really knows his stuff, said, look, this contest is Romney versus a conservative. And Romney is nowhere with the Tea Party people. He's never going to be anywhere with the Tea Party people. It's just a matter of finding who the proper conservative is
to take him on in the end.
To take him on.
All right. So an interesting way of looking at that, the Tea Party and some of the other fringe elements of the Republican Party, as with the Democratic Party, in the primary, the people who come out are the hardcore activists. That means you don't get your choice if you're not a member of that group, which underscores the reason for people being involved in the process throughout, starting now and most definitely in the primary. Some of you who are writing in suggest, let's see here, here's a new report. I'm voting for Ron Paul, says a fellow named Paul. The whole media machine in the U.S. is treason. How can this be a democracy when the media keeps trying to dictate what the people ought to believe? That's pretty true for Ron Paul and Ron Paul's supporters. He has more support. He'd get Tea Party support, but general mainstream support. He's number two, I think, behind Romney in New Hampshire at the moment. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, we are talking about the primary race. It's, some of the primaries take place right after the beginning of the new year, so they're only 4, 5, 6 months away. A lot of conjecture, a lot of news media coverage. Some people say the process in America lasts too long. Whatever you say, we're welcoming you at 800-510-8255 to express yourself or follow us on Facebook. Go to DougStephan.com, send an email or some kind of communication one way or another. We want to hear from you so that we have that information to enlighten the audience as to what you're thinking about some of these issues. We're talking about the straw poll in Florida over the weekend. Here is a conversation with Wolf Blitzer about Rick Perry's chances following the disappointing performance this past weekend.
Wolf, after turning in a shaky debate performance, losing two straw polls and getting spoofed on Saturday Night Live, you'd think Rick Perry was in serious trouble. But our new CNN ORC poll indicates you'd be wrong.
Our best days are ahead of us.
The Beltway establishment stuck a fork in Rick Perry last week and called him Texas Toast. This week, it might be non-stick Rick.
There may be slicker candidates and there may be smoother debaters, but I know what I believe in. And I'm going to stand on that belief every day. I will guide this country with a deep, deep rudder.
Perry's sometimes rudderless performance in the last GOP debate had little effect on the latest CNN ORC poll, which finds the Texas governor out front, a sign some in the party are cutting him some slack.
I think it's way too early to know or to pronounce last rites over one performance.
Herman Cain!
But as the results from two non-binding straw polls among activists in Florida and Michigan revealed, Republicans are shopping for alternatives.
This is when you normally get tired and confused.
Well, not tonight.
Perhaps a contender with more staying power than the Perry spoofed on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-oh. Was it? He was before. Border control.
He did start a conversation about whether he can be the guy.
Sure, there's definitely some doubt out there.
Brendan Steinhauser with the Tea Party organizer FreedomWorks sees the race between Mitt Romney and somebody else.
There's clearly room for an alternative to Mitt Romney still, and we're trying to figure out who that could be. It could be Rick Perry, it could be Herman Cain, it could be Ron Paul.
Words have meaning.
That may explain why the Perry campaign is still attacking Romney for deleting this line from the paperback version of his book.
We can accomplish the same thing for everyone in the country.
Accusing the former Massachusetts governor of flip-flopping on whether he'd bring his state health care plan to the rest of the country. Team Romney called that a tall tale. Perry can also point to the attention he's getting from President Obama, who warned his donors at a weekend fundraiser, "You've got a governor whose state is on fire denying climate change."
How are you?
Perry might also brag he had his date with the Donald first. Romney somehow evaded the cameras after his meeting.
But our new poll finds Mitt Romney stacks up much better in a head-to-head matchup with the president, so Republicans have something to chew over. Do they go with the candidate they like or the one who may have a better shot at beating the president, Wolf?
And Herman Cain, all of a sudden, he's getting some strength from that straw poll in Florida. But it, when all is said and done, how significant is it, Jim?
Well, you know, these straw polls, I think folks have to decide for themselves whether or not they are credible. Keep in mind, and I know a lot of Ron Paul folks are not going to like hearing this, Ron Paul has won several of these straw polls, and he is pretty much stuck at 10% in a lot of these national polls. Look at Michelle Bachmann winning a straw poll last month in Iowa. She's now at about 6% in the latest CNN ORC poll. So while Herman Cain has a lot of people revved up about his message right now, it is an open question as to whether or not this is really going to have some legs long term, Wolf.
With more than 100 million unique visitors and 1 billion tweets per month, social media is a force too big and too impactful to ignore. So we're interested in your comments. Here's one from Bert. Support the only candidate that will end the wars, end foreign handouts, put China on its in its place, and invest in the U.S. Ron Paul for president.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Now 33 after the hour, the continuation of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the GOP primary race and politics in general. It was interesting on The View. The ladies talked about the opening episode of Saturday Night Live and Alec Baldwin's impersonation of Rick Perry. You might find this amusing.
You know, Saturday Night Live kicked off its new season this weekend with the fabulous Alec Baldwin's record-breaking 16th co-hosting. Okay, so he proved why they keep inviting him back. He does a mean Tony Bennett and Rick Perry. Take a look.
Movies are fantastic, but one thing's for sure, I like Flix the Great.
Yeah! Now the conservative base needs to know that Rick Perry stands with them 110%. I believe we need to lower the corporate tax rate. I believe we need fewer regulations. I believe all 10-year-old girls should be vaccinated for HPV so they can enter into meaningful sexual relationships. Try again.
Now, does that sketch make a good point about Rick Perry? I mean, does his record as governor alienate him from Republican voters? I'll pose that to you first.
I mean, I think the only thing that poses a threat to Rick Perry is Rick Perry at this point. Like, that's all I'll say about that.
Well, you know, he just passed that law in Texas where, like, people who are illegal immigrants, their children can go to
school.
They can go to school and tuition. So, like, the Republicans,
they turned on him
really badly about, you know, being
and
on the
well, immigrants. The other guy, Herbert Cain, I believe his name is Herbert, mm-hmm. He won the straw poll in Iowa, and nobody even knows who he is.
Yeah.
So
that's why you say Rick Perry's in trouble, because he was the front runner just a week ago.
All right. So, Joy Behar, come on. Herbert. This is a program. Actually, there's a lot of news that's made, and lots of women especially feel the view is very important to them, and people who are trying to influence women, whether it's to buy a product or to get an idea across, are using the view because of its influence. Barbara Walters and four or five other women are daily taking on the issues of the day, and it becomes fodder for conversation, as I've said many times, what goes on talk radio programs. Much of what you get not only comes from the news, but some of these TV shows and the TV. It's interesting because it sort of goes back and forth from one side of the street to another. These ladies will often talk about what's on the radio, radio hosts, etc., and radio hosts use what they have to opine, shall we say. The ladies continued their discussion about SNL with a focus on an impersonation of Michelle Bachmann.
Speaking of Michelle Bachmann, SNL's Kristen Wiig played Michelle Bachmann in the debate sketch, which poked fun at her husband's sexuality. Yeah. Take a look.
How do you read, ma'am, from your falling poll numbers?
Shepard, I'm persistent, and when I want something, I won't take no for an answer. Take, for instance, when I first met my husband. We were both at a party, and I saw him across the room acting out all the parts from the musical Grease.
Who said that you, her husband says you can pray the gay away. So all they had to do was see anything that reminded them that he might be gay himself, and now it's open season on Marcus Bachman. All the comics are doing it. They're doing it here, late night.
They're all saying
you don't say you can pray the gay away unless you can pray the gay away.
So everybody, because he said that you can pray the gay away, they're now all intimating that he could possibly
be gay. It's not intimating, honey. It's
that assumption. Is it any different than Bristol Palin's assumption?
No different at all.
Yeah.
Well, this is so hypocritical that anybody who thinks that you can pray something away, it's like pray your breasts away, pray your gender away.
Yeah, but when you assume that,
let me make my one point, which people don't seem to get into their heads. It is not a choice. You can't pray something away that's not a choice. I want to pray my blue eyes away. You can't.
You know, but when people go over to, because I believe he's got that clinic, where they help people. When you go over to a clinic where they're saying, we can heal you of this. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying I agree with it, but when you're going to a clinic that says, this is what we can heal you of, are you surprised that is what he is saying?
But does that mean that he is gay?
Like, what does that mean that he's gay?
Well, there's other things about him.
Like what? Well, I don't know. What other things?
I don't know. I'm not going
there. Doctors give the flu shot. That doesn't mean I have the flu.
I can't win with that one. I'm not going there.
All right. Right. Makes you think, right? Isn't that what this is all about? All of us are trying to get you to think, and your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-510-8255. I find the view to be provocative, to be intelligent, to be interesting, sometimes amusing, all the things that a good radio or television program ought to be. The final clip that we have from The View, and I just take this as an example. We often have clips from lots of different programs. This one seems to be running on all eight cylinders, if you will. Here they discuss a college Republicans affirmative action bake sale.
Campus Republicans at the University of California, Berkeley, are causing a stir over holding an affirmative action bake sale, which charged different prices depending on race or gender. A cupcake that was $2 for white men cost 75 cents for a black man. That in itself was shocking.
Yeah, right. They switched it around.
They switched it around. Usually we pay $1.50. Yeah. But is this a good... Do you think they were trying to sort of show the ridiculousness of gender bias?
Well, no, I think... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chair.
Well, I think, you know, like, the word that you use, the ridiculousness of it, I think when you have young people who have a very strong opinion on something that they've never gone through, that's what bothers me, that you would bring this down to a bake sale when you've never seen people who have had their family members lynched.
lynched, or you've never seen people who couldn't go into a bathroom because it was for colored only.
So I thought that was sort of a good idea to point up the stupidity of saying, because you're a woman, you should get this. Because you're a man, you should get this. Because you're black, you should get this. Why can't we all pay the same price? Why can't we all pay the dollar 50?
What they were doing was their concept, and I don't support it, nor do I agree with the way and the means that they used, was to model how the college admission process works in their eyes. Mm-hmm. So they were saying, is it fair? Do you really think this is how it should be? Should they base college admissions? Do we need affirmative action anymore? Quite personally, I don't think anyone benefits from a one-dimensional college campus full of kids who are exactly the same. And I refuse to depend on the goodness and kindness and discipline of human nature to have a diverse campus.
All right. So, again, very points of view, and it brought us around to thinking in a different way about some of these candidates, and that's what we want here, isn't it? Have different points of view. A lot of conservatives, right-wingers, if you will, that's what people bracket who write these stories. I'm reading a story that appears on one of the websites that I follow, and the reference is to conservative, but it isn't, really. Real conservatives are not the folks. I say this all the time and trying to underscore what the real meaning of the term conservative is, and it isn't what most people who are on the right-wing side of the Republican Party are all about. At any rate, describe those on the right, if you will, as you will. The bottom line is that they're not happy with Rick Perry's debate performance, and the sentiment is evident in the backlash that came from a lot of the right-leaning pundits. He was roundly criticized, by Republicans for tripping over his responses, especially his attempt to attack Mitt Romney for flip-flopping. And so we go back to a focus on Perry with the host Davis and Emmer talking with a caller about Perry.
I want to comment on Perry, and I don't have my dates accurate, but do you remember those two Hispanic guy, border guards shot the guy in the butt, and they got put in like prison for a really long time, and Perry would absolutely not go to bat for them? But this was like Bush was still in, and it was just a really, really big scandal.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Pam, but there are a lot of Latinos that live in Texas that vote. And so everybody can talk about Rick Perry and blah, 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 but you don't hear Michelle Bachmann busting on farmers. So my point here is people can say what they want to about Rick Perry, but Texas, you know, there's a lot of Latino people in Texas. And when you go after Latinos, when you go after the situation, regardless of how you feel about it, it's going to have a political impact in Texas.
But these guys were Latinos. The border guards were Latinos.
It doesn't matter. People want him to come out hard against immigration. You're not going to hear a border governor do that because they will lose re-election.
Well, Bob, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit because it's not so much. And maybe I'm different from others, but I don't think it's coming out hard against immigration. I just absolutely resent a politician telling me that an illegal alien gets.
I totally agree with you.
Gets a better chance at college than my kids.
I totally agree with you. I'm asking you to look above to the greater picture. And the reality is, everybody's all about Rick Perry, this, that, and the other thing right now. And I'm not defending Rick Perry. I'm asking you to look beyond the headlines.
Right.
And look at the demographics of the state of Texas. If you think that a governor from Texas is going to bust on Latinos, you're crazy. It's 25% of the vote down there. And in some of the large population centers, much bigger. And people are like, oh, Rick Perry's on this thing. Yeah, in Minnesota, you can talk about, you know, being hard on illegal immigration. And I agree with being hard on illegal immigration. I am not for the DREAM Act. But when a governor is running for president, he's got to maintain the base in his state. That's why he did it.
All right. There's some more feelings, some more thoughts about Rick Perry. The primary race in the focus through most of this hour of the countdown, 16 before the hour now.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
the greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. Comments to Doug at DougStephan.com. Or you can go to the website where you find information about all of these stories and some other things that are on the mind of lots of talk radio listeners. You get that in review at the countdown section of DougStephan.com. We're talking about the primary race on ABC. Diane Sawyer talked to Jonathan Carl about the fortunes of the current candidates.
And now your voice, your vote, and the Republican frontrunner who stepped on a kind of political banana peel, Texas Governor Rick Perry. He still leads the pack tonight, but that faltering debate performance whetted a lot of calls for new candidates. Here's ABC's John Carl.
Looking at his schedule this week, Chris Christie looks more like a presidential candidate than a New Jersey governor. St. Louis today, then California, both Beverly Hills and at the Reagan Library, and Louisiana.
I don't want to say it's the Beatles landing in New York City, but Republicans are so excited about the possibility of Christie getting into the race. I've not seen anything like this in my time in politics.
Fueling the Christie speculation, the disastrous performance in last week's debate by the current frontrunner, Rick Perry, ridiculed on Saturday Night Live.
The city was for, against Obamacare, but what about Mitt Romney? I mean, Mitt Romney care.
As a reminder to Chris Christie, it's wide open, buddy.
And then over the weekend, Perry was trounced in a Florida Republican straw poll by longshot candidate and businessman Herman Cain, who got more votes than Perry and Mitt Romney combined. Conservatives like Christie because he has taken on the unions and cut spending, but they love him because of his blunt talk.
Get the hell off the beach in Asbury Park and get out.
You know what? First off, it's none of your business.
Well, you know what? Then you don't have to do it.
Today, one prominent Christie ally, former New Jersey Governor Tom Kaine, said the Christie speculation is real. He is now seriously considering a run. A big change from what he told Diane Sawyer in April.
I don't feel ready in my heart to be president. And unless I do, I don't have any right offering myself to the people of this country.
There's no word from Christie himself today, but Diane, a spokesperson, said he has not changed his mind about running.
They keep coming, though, those questions.
You think Christie ought to be a candidate? That's an interesting thought. Roger Ailes from Fox is behind him, has been pushing him to run. What do you think of that? 51 after on your countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Where, oh, where is Michelle Bachmann? And is she going to have a chance to get back into the race to be a front runner? Remember, in Iowa, she was doing pretty well. Here's a conversation she had with reporter Nora O'Donnell about her record in Congress on jobs.
The debt and the deficit are a big deal, but even more important to voters is jobs.
Yes,
and the economy.
Doubt, number one.
You're going to Waterloo. You're going to share the stage there with Governor Rick Perry. Almost half of the jobs created in America in the last 2 years were created in Texas. How do you feel like you have helped create jobs? What's your record on jobs?
Well, I am a job creator. I'm a former federal tax attorney, and I have a postdoctorate degree in tax law. I spent years in the United States Federal Tax Court. I've seen
was that creating jobs?
Sure, because I understand how high taxes destroy jobs. And then my husband and I also started our own successful company. We've created jobs, and we, as a job creator myself, I understand how difficult it is to actually make a profit in a business. I think that's a good thing, to make a profit. We need more profitable businesses. And so what I've been doing in Washington very successfully, I think, is bringing that voice to why we need to get rid of Obamacare, the Dodd-Frank bill. I'm the chief author of both of those repeal bills. We need to repeal these because I will tell you, from Cement Tech to Competitive Edge, companies I've been to here in Iowa, they tell me that those bills are leading them to not be able to create jobs.
other than repealing Obamacare, are there other ways that you would try and help create jobs in the short term?
Oh, sure. Well, what we need to do, quite frankly, is repeal the tax code in its current form. It's 3.8 million words. We need a tax code that is job-friendly. This is not a job-friendly tax code. When you have one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world at 34%, that's not going to incentivize people to start new businesses. We need to make sure that we lower our tax rate, and there's a number of things in the tax code that I would change, and that would help job creation.
You have spent 5 years in the United States Congress. What can you point to as a record of accomplishment there?
Well, for the bulk of my time, Speaker Pelosi has been the Speaker of the House. She has not embraced my pro-growth agenda, but that hasn't deterred me. I've continued to give a voice and bring message to why the policies that President Obama has put into place have been so detrimental. That's the voice that people now want to see go into the White House. The message that we sent yesterday is the one people want in the White House.
All right, so O'Reilly talks now to Michelle Bachmann about her chances of getting back into the race, so to speak.
Question is, can Congresswoman Bachmann turn things around? She joins us now from Des Moines, Iowa. So, Congresswoman, what say you?
Sure, we can turn things around. That's why I'm here in Iowa today. We did a wonderful rally up in Des Moines, and we're down in Des Moines right now. And I think what we saw, I won the Iowa straw poll. We had a wonderful response with that. And then, of course, Governor Perry came into the race, and there was an assumption that he was going to walk away with the nomination. Now there's a re-look at that. People are looking after the debate, and they're saying that they think now they need to look for their champion, and I am the constitutional conservative in this race, and I'm running to be people's champion and their voice in the White House.
All right. Now, Perry took some of your support, but you are indicating here, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you think you're going to get it back. Why? Is Perry not performing well? Is he a charlatan? Why?
Well, I think that, again, I think people are looking at the candidates on stage in the debates, and they're taking the full measure of the candidates. And in the midst of all of that, I think people are giving this second look, and they're seeing who we are, what we stand for, what we're about to do to turn this economy around. And people are saying now that they don't want to settle, because every 4 years, people are told that we need to go with a moderate in the race because that's the only one that will win. And now we're seeing that that's not true, that we can really have a true constitutional conservative for our nominee.
But how are
we
seeing that? How are you seeing that if the CNN poll number has you at 6%? I don't know. See, look, I know what you're saying, that you present a viable alternative to Perry or Romney or some of the others. But the numbers that you have, and, you know, polls are inexact. We understand that. But these are among Republicans. These are taken among Republicans. Polls that you have show that your campaign didn't get traction after the last debate.
Well, and again, I think that it takes time sometimes for these numbers to catch up, but we're doing exactly what we need to be doing. We're here in Iowa. We're meeting with people. And, of course, this is where it will all begin after Christmas.
Okay.
It will start in Iowa and then
New
Hampshire and South Carolina.
So.
Right. It's kind of a, huh? What'd you say? Actually, O'Reilly had talked to Ed Rollins, her former campaign manager, and the numbers are not strong. And so Rollins said that's why he got out. He didn't say that, but that's what he said, if you read between the lines. Talk Radio Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. Doug Steffen here. Thanks for being on another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Did you know?